USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is rejecting a price cap on their oil set by Western supporters of Ukraine. The supporters, including the U.S., cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 a barrel. That's well below the international benchmark at more than $85 a barrel as of Friday. The limit is set to take effect on Monday, along with an embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea set by the European Union. Russian officials are threatening to stop supplying nations that endorsed it. President Biden signed a bill Friday to block a strike forcing union rail workers to accept agreements their leaders made in September. Workers in four of the 12 unions rejected the deal because paid sick days were not included, and that's why they have a problem with Biden and Congress blocking a strike, the president acknowledging as much.
I know this bill doesn't have paid sick leave that these rail workers and, frankly, every worker in America deserves. But that fight isn't over. I didn't commit we were going to stop just because we couldn't get it in this bill that we were going to stop fighting for it.
Biden noted that a strike would have had a major effect on the economy. Construction on a new nuclear power plant has begun in the southwestern part of Iran. The announcement over Iranian state television comes amid tensions between that country and the U.S. over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the deal made between Iran and world powers. Iran is also dealing with nationwide anti-government protests after the death of a young woman in police custody challenging the country's theocratic rule. Two Republicans who lost their bid for statewide office in Michigan are planning to run to be the party leader in that state. Christina Caramo lost her race for Secretary of State. Matthew DiPerno was defeated in the race for Attorney General. Both candidates promoted conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election. The chair of Michigan's GOP will be decided at a party convention in February. You are listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
One last weekend in Georgia for Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker to make the case for why they should represent the Peach State in the U.S. Senate. The highly contested runoff election will take place on Tuesday. In Hawaii, on the Big Island, people are bracing for a major upheaval if lava from the Mauna Loa volcano slides across a key highway and blocks the crookest route connecting two sides of the island. Lava is oozing slowly at a rate that might reach the road next week. A milestone anniversary for one innovation that allows us to stay connected, especially if you have kids.
Saturday is the 30th anniversary of the text message. On December 3rd, 1992, British software programmer Neil Papworth sent the world's first text message from a computer to his colleague Richard Jarvis. It read, Merry Christmas. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A second judge in Indiana has blocked that state's abortion ban. The preliminary injunction issued Friday follows a lawsuit from a religious organization and five individuals who say the law violates their religious beliefs. The U.S. is out of the World Cup in Qatar. They were knocked out in the first match of the round of 16 by the Netherlands, 3-1. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.